So this morning on the Did You Know, Do You Know, if you've demuted your line, star 6, we'll put it back. But don't do that if you haven't touched anything. Or you can just hit the mute button on your phone. This is a huge major topic that's come up on all the different conference calls with Nathan, all the different Zooms. If I can ask of you, and I'm just going to go back 27 and a half years from when I was first introduced to Nathan. We didn't have cell phones, we didn't have anything. I was asked to come inside on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, September 24th, 1992, and listen to a gentleman present Nathan. And I did just that. Why? Well, because my mom told me to, right? But I sat for at least, I think it was an hour and a half, and listen to Dennis Williams present NECAN. So when we invite people to get on a sizzle call, take it a step further and say, hey, can you do this, but can you do yourself a favor? I think the information that you're going to hear, if you're not multitasking, you'll actually hear it. Can you just, because this 10 minutes could change your life. Put a little bit of a mandate on it. And the reason I said that is twofold. If you're not multitasking, and we learned this from Marty Jeffries, when you're watching a promo video, the 4 minute introduction to the M-Stride, if you just sit and watch it with a friend and don't comment, because your comments are going to be distracting. If you're sitting in a lecture, our daughter Kenna is doing her last semester in Nairobi, Kenya, and she sent us a picture the other day of the South Korean students who are studying in Kenya. Now, they've been there over a month, and the picture, you can clearly see that their heads are down on their desk, and they're fast asleep. And the professor addressed them while they're sleeping, and he just simply said, they're lost. In their culture, they just let them sleep. It's their loss. They choose to stay up late at night and be on the internet or communicating or doing whatever they're doing and sleep through Christ. It's their loss. My point is this. If we'll give 10 to 12 minutes on a sizzle call, undivided, not multitask. If you're driving, I understand, because you can focus and listen. But when we need to change the narrative, we need to have a mandate of, hey, let's give it our best when we're doing that. Let's not be multitasking. Let's listen, and we'll get more out of it. So kind of a reprimand, but the reprimand's going right back to myself. Because we miss out on the stuff. And what's going on is we're adding lots of background noise, too. So, and we're going to do a better job, those of us who are hosting these calls, to make sure that we're able to tune people out, because it is getting distracting in so many different ways. So, I can't get the light to work here. I know there's a button here, and I can't get it to come off to see the rest of my notes. I'm so sorry. That's the word. Welcome back, Kata. You remember that? The upcoming never-ending issue with Amazon. Dave Johnson the other day, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but Dave Johnson started in a most amazing email that was sent to the diamonds and above, and the interaction in less than 24 hours has been phenomenal. Mike DiMuccio, Brody Craney, Ben Woodward, and Kurt Foley even chimed in, and what decisions are being made. Here's what was fascinating to me. I jumped on Amazon. And here's the short version really quick, if you're not up to it. We all are frustrated, most of us, because people say, oh, yeah, I can order that on Amazon, and I have Amazon Prime. Our family pays for that, so I get free shipping. A pair of Nikan M-Strides or Insteps for men, the customer price is $71. On Amazon, I found them for $74.95 for new pair. And I thought, oh, okay, so I get free shipping. There's something that we can do really quickly when we're introducing people to Nikan, and if we change the narrative right up front, because the way to do it, and I don't know all the psychology behind this, but when somebody asked me, well, where would I get that product? And I said, well, I guess you could jump on Amazon and get it, but our family's been enjoying the relationship we've had with Nikken for over 27 years. We get it directly from the source. That way we know it's guaranteed, and it's the real legit deal. It's not a knockoff. But sometimes even people will say, well, why do you even put that suggestion out there? Well, I want to control that and simply say this, that there's no guarantee. And people that order on Amazon, they know. They understand this, but they get into that free shipping. And so what I've been doing, this is right out of the Elaine Connolly playbook, if you'll let me set you up an account with Nikken, I will ensure that you get the reimbursement of the shipping. And people say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, if that's the big issue for you, I'll pay for the shipping. I don't care. Now, if they're ordering a sleep system, we're talking a totally different thing. But the main thing is we need to do a little bit more educating for folks and say, Nikken stands behind their products, and they always have. It's really important that we're not going to be able to take on Amazon. Nikken's not. They just won't. And so why even bother? There's lots of other companies that their business is being hindered, and some are even closing down because they can't compete. And they're like, what's the point? And Amazon doesn't care. It's all about money to them. And it's all about the bigger and the better. Our family orders from Amazon. I can't find certain things in local places, and I only have so much time, so that's a go-to. I don't like ordering from Amazon because it is hurting certain businesses. However, when your family needs something and you can't find it because that company either went out of business or whatever, but Nikken is being very, very proactive, and I don't know why. I struggle, and I don't know why certain consultants are ordering in bulk from Nikken and then turning around and peddling the products on Amazon. I can't see the profit margin. It doesn't make any sense to me. But I'm not going to try and figure it out. On that note, another item in the did you know, please, at least once a week, if not every other day or every third day, as consultants, you need to be reading what's going on in the emails from Nikken. The filter special, we got that extended for another 2 weeks. It's a major savings, whether a customer orders it on auto ship or orders it regularly, they're still going to get a huge discount. There's $15 million worth of lost revenue right now in the United States. $15 million in the amount of filtration devices that are out there. Bottles, showers, waterfalls, aquaphors. All three variations of the air unit. And that's another topic, too. Going back to Amazon, the first two air units, there are companies, and if you're in that category, I do have the company that is selling them via Amazon to replace those. And I need to put that out somehow, some way, so everybody knows. But aside from that, Nikken has lost Louis said they estimated about $15 million worth of lost revenue because people are not changing their filters regularly. And I don't know if that's annually, every month, or what, but there's $15 million worth of orders out there of filters that should be replaced right now. And down in Mexico and in the other Spanish-speaking countries, this is not an issue. They they are very proactive. So when Nikken sends out an email, like they did a week ago, to all of the customers reminding them of this, they have one of two options. They can either ignore it, or they can go, oh, it's our responsibility to take care of our customers to remind them and simply say, hey, it's a great time to take advantage of that. Pop in an email, pop them a text, and make sure they're doing that. We have customers as well. I'm just as guilty. That are into like second year, and they haven't done to change the filter in their waterfall. I stopped by a customer yesterday at a nail salon,
And I simply asked him, hey, Tran, what's the square footage you have in here? And he said, it's 900 and something or other. I said, that's what I thought. I said, you don't have enough. He said, but we bought the air unit. I said, yeah, but it's designed to clean, I think it's 300 and some square feet. But we have a good filtration system up, and he pointed up to the ceiling. And I said, oh, come on. And I was pretty hostile, okay? I don't suggest following my lead, because I could feel the vibe that I pushed it a little bit too far. But his customer, who was having a tough time breathing because of the acrylic stuff he was using on her nails, I know she disagreed with him. The filtration system they have is not good. I said, Tran, if I were in your shoes, I'd move that air unit right over here where your nail stations are and let it work. I said, it cleaned the skunk smell out of our home, and if it'll do that, it'll neutralize it. They have it buried over in the corner. And I said, you could plug it in right here. I should have just taken the extra step and said, do you mind if I move it for you? Sometimes we have to be a little obnoxious, especially when somebody already owns it. Did I mention that? I mentioned that.
Hey, Vance, this is Vance. If I can throw something in from Utah. Louise was mentioning the comparison between HP and their cartridges and our filters. And he was saying that HP does their business with the cartridges, not with the units themselves, not with the printers. And that's exactly what we need to be doing with B10. We need to increase our business with the filters because the air unit is a one-time purchase.
And that's exactly right. I leaned over to Larry, I said, yeah, the last printer that we bought cost us $60. That was brand new at Costco. And it's the cartridges that are an arm and a leg. And Hewlett-Packard, that's what HP is, if you don't know what Karen's reminding us. Hewlett-Packard, that's where they're making their money. It's the cartridges. So we can. It's not about money. It's not about making money, but it's about servicing our customers and taking care of them. Hey, if you want to, Cecil Good just texted me this. YouTube, you go on YouTube and you do the search, click on the search button and type in the number 4 ATM, like automated teller machine, Steve. Number 4 ATM Steve, that's his YouTube channel, and he has posted 3 of the 19 videos from Luis. So that's on YouTube, type in number 4 ATM Steve, and you'll see 3 so far. It takes a while for him to get him up there, but so thank you, Steve Crowfoot, for doing that for us. So if you want a glimpse of that, I know, it's hard. It's really hard to make the decision to not spend 2, 3, 4 hours streaming through Facebook to see about, you know, what everybody's doing out there in the world. 2.41 billion people on Facebook right now. Ouch. Anyways, if you make that decision to tune that out, or, you know, maybe consume a little less TV, yes, I'm stepping on toes. I'm sorry, but I'm really not. You can watch this stuff, and it's life altering. It really was. Just like Karen just said. You know, that was life altering information. Like, man, okay, we got to follow up with these people that we've introduced. Other comments, concerns, questions on topic, please, if we can.
Mr. Vance.
Yes.
One thing that Luis mentioned that I don't think I'll ever forget, and I hope I heard it right, but in Japan alone, they sell more lactoferrin than America does in all Nikon products combined.
Yeah, Andy, and that's a big, big ouch. So let me repeat that. Or Andy, why don't you repeat that again and maybe change the narrative. What does that really mean?
Well, maybe we need to focus more on what we really have here, you know. That's just a testimony of one product that in Japan, that country buys more lactoferrin than all the combined sales of all Neogen products in America annually. They do it with one item. So if that's the case, my goodness, what are we sitting on? Goodness,
yeah, and I'll repeat what I said last Saturday morning, and I shared that statistic with somebody, and they said, well, it's because the Japanese, their culture, their mindset is they're more proactive when it comes to wellness. I said, really? Not statistically. And Luis taught us that, too. And here's another quote from my notes. The Japanese are not smart people. They're just disciplined. And right now, currently, statistically, they're at the bottom, according to Dr. Gary Lindner's statistics that he presented. They're at the bottom of the list of developed countries as far as adequate sleep per night. They're getting right barely at 6 hours on average. That means there's people in Japan that are getting far less than 6 hours of sleep. They're actually coming up with phrases and words to describe the condition of them falling asleep while they're eating their lunch at the workplace. Because it's such a phenomenon right now. And again, the pictures that Kenneth sent all the way from Nairobi, Kenya, prove that. But these are South Koreans. So again, and I'm not picking on cultures. I'm just saying that. And we're no different here. Our drowsy, big, huge billboards all over the Salt Lake area about driving while drowsy. So obviously it's an issue, and it's impacting. We have a solution for that, not only the Neogen sleep system. Oh, here's another quick tip. Many people have complained, hey, how come we can't get the Jade Dreamzymes in individual packets? Karen gave me this great idea yesterday while we were chatting, and she'll quickly say, Vance, that was not my idea. But while we were chatting, I don't know why my brain went this way. We have the 10-4 packets, right? If you want a mobile method, because the formula is a little bit different in the Jade Dreamzyme capsules. It's a little different than what comes in the jar, but if you want a mobile packet, after you empty the 10-4 packet, you can creatively, carefully fill that back up. And I know this is kind of a Rogers way to do things, and I'm not going to apologize for it. It's just the way my brain works. But if you want some for on the go and you don't want to take a big jar with you, simply refill that packet and then use one of those little black binder clips and roll it down a couple notches. And I took the jades with me, but I forgot to take them. I had still from way, way long ago one of the old packets. But I thought, we can do this. If life gives you lemons, you create lemonade. And since we don't have the individual packets of jade, take an empty packet of the 10-4 and fill it. This is basically for our own use. And if you want to share it with somebody and give them a few lactoferrin if they got the crud and whatever and say, oh, if you want to get rid of that, I mean, if you want to stay sick, that's fine, but please don't stay sick around me. But if you want to get rid of that, and if you're open to a real fun solution, it's not for the faint of heart, here, utilize these magic orange pills. They're a buck a piece, so I'm giving you a gift. I'm investing into your health, your wellness. But pop open these about every 6 to 7 hours. Pop one of these open, dump it under your tongue, but then chase it with a little bit of this and have it ready to go, a little sample. It's a little extra work on our part. Or you can use the little pill baggies that you can pick up from every health food store. They sell those little bags. But a half a teaspoon of the jades on top of it, that'll help mask the flavor. And again, I suggested this at the top of the hour. It's really, really effective. And then just ask people, hey, would you like to build up your immune system? One last thought, and we're past the top of the hour, and that is this. If you want a conversational starter, it's in the news, folks. Over 1,000 people have now died. Okay, and you know what I'm talking about. Over 1,000. And if we... It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. this goes completely globally. Right now in China, as of last night, of the healthcare workers, nearly 200 of these are doctors and nurses that are treating these people, that are treating the patients. Six of them have now passed away as of last night. I'm sure this morning the stats have changed. But it's not a question of if it goes globally. It's a matter of when. It already has spread. We in the American culture, our immune system is already compromised. I'm not trying to spread negativity or fear. I'm just telling you honestly. We have to do our part to increase our wellness. And we can do that. Yeah, it's an investment on our part. But it's far better to be safe than sorry. Once these people are getting it, the statistics are not good. So we can prevent. We have to do what's right to take care of these physical temples. Because as Dennis Williams taught me, if I don't take care of this body, where am I going to live? That's the question. So, thank you, Andy, so much. Thank you, everybody else who has chimed in here, especially at the end here. As it's been said already, Luis Kasuga is live right now on Dave Johnson's, I believe it's a Zoom, or maybe it's a conference call. You should have that information in your email, but scroll through, you'll find it. I don't have the contact information of mine, because I have a 10-year-old birthday party at the bowling alley to get ready for. So, thanks again,
yes.
Everybody.
Quick question. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I want to make
no,
a
point
for the bowling. When you take lactulose and a half teaspoon of jade, you just let that dissolve, or can you drink some water after a while?
Well, if you want to, and I'm going to be very blunt in the way I answer that question. If you want to drink the water and swallow it, just go ahead and swallow it normal.
Uh-huh.
But when somebody is having a heart attack and they already have nitro that's prescribed, or they know, I'm looking at a bottle of nitro right now in my garage, in my collections of stuff that really should be thrown away, but it was prescribed to my grandfather back in the 80s. And I don't know why I still have this little bottle, but it was because he had a heart condition. But it says on the bottle, I can't read it from here, but I know what it says. It says when you experience a life-impacting, feeling, take one of these, but it says right on it, take it under the tongue or chew it up. The idea, the concept here is for baby aspirin and adult aspirin or nitro for a heart person, it bypasses the digestive glands and goes right into the bloodstream via the saliva ducts. It goes right on in, and there's other ways to explain that, but basically that's what it's doing from a common person, a layperson perspective, verbiage. So when you do the same thing with the lactoferrin, this is why I do it with the immunity. It burns, I'm telling you. Just prepare yourself. It's like getting some really good salsa. But it really negates the course or the longevity of something that's in your body. It really, really does. I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just telling you what I've experienced every single time. Every single time. Larry Hafner had it happen in our hotel rooms. I believe it was the first night after we checked in. I said, hey, Larry, this is what I'd recommend. I brought some extra lactoferrin. Dump them under your tongue. I said, I don't know what I did with my little packet of jade to chase it down. And the look on his face was priceless. And he said, oh, wow.
And you said every 7 hours, right?
Pardon?
You said every 7 hours?
Yeah, every 6 to 7 hours. Give your body a chance to absorb it. That's something Dave Balzer taught me years ago, is that give your body a chance to absorb the technology. Using the Kinko Touch over an area and just turning it on, running it, run for 10 minutes, and then shuts off, running it, turning it on again. Give your body a chance to absorb it. That's the key. It's about as silly as saying, oh yeah, I got to drink some water, and you go grab a gallon pitcher and you chug it on down. That's painful. You're going to pay for that. Nobody in their right mind would do that. And you hear about this in the news, these water drinking competitions. There's actually a radio station in California that got sued because they did a stupid competition like that, and the gal died. Her bladder exploded. This was years ago. But my point is simply this. Our body needs to be hydrated, but we don't drink, you know, a week's worth of water all at once. When we're really super thirsty, we'll grab a glass and we'll chug it down. Yeah, I get that. But it's the same thing with the nutrients we put in our body. And if you're coming down with something, you feel something, or you know you're going to be traveling, that's when we can be proactive. And it's hard to do that if you don't have the lactoferrin on hand. And yeah, it's an investment, folks. But when you invest in it, you're building up your body's ability. Oh, one other note, and I need to get this on the recording of one of the other calls somehow. It'll fit it into the topic at hand. Greatest compliment I've ever received, I think, in my life. When somebody guesses your age, had a gentleman, I didn't even catch his name, and I need to. Maybe someone else can tell me. But he came up to me at the end of Saturday, at the very end of the Leighton event, and he said, "Vince, how old are you?" And without missing a beat, I said, "How old do you think I am?" And he said, "Oh, 42, no, 35. And I just started laughing. I said, "Well, thank you." I run into my mind. I was thinking, man, I'd love to give this guy a big hug and a kiss, but I won't do that. I said, I'm a half a century plus one, but I appreciate the compliment. And I kept thinking to myself afterwards, what a great testimony of what these amazing solutions are doing for us, is that someone just guessed me at 16 years younger than I actually am. And maybe it's because I'm so hyper, I don't know, or have so much energy. But I do, at the end of the day, I do run out of words. As Stacy says to people all the time, he does run out of words sometimes. But anyhow, hopefully this has been helpful for you. I'm looking back over my notes. Take advantage of the specials, folks. Take advantage of the sizzle calls that are happening every day, Monday through Friday. Great information. Dave Johnson does know that he's working on getting, or at least I think he's working on getting that cleaned up, the new thing. And then take advantage of the, as Steve said, the 4ATM Steve YouTube channel. Go on YouTube, type in a little search, the number 4ATM Steve, and that'll take you in. You'll see three of the 19 video segments that he shot of Luis. And I'm going to guess those are the first three, but I don't know. So, and again, you can thank Steve via there. You make a comment and, you know, for doing that. So, I think that's all I got, folks. Have a great rest of the Valentine's, is how Addie pronounces it, weekend. And I look forward to chatting with you next Saturday.
Thank you, man.
Anyway we can. You're very welcome. And lesson 7, if you're auditing it or you're part of the ICANN Attitude Program, lesson 7, choosing it. Oh, that was the other thing I forgot to announce. Dr. Gary Lindner, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. out on the East Coast. And the way to tap into those lives is not his website, which is www.selfcarehub.com, but it's theroyalalliance.com. And on there, I remember this, and that's why I can't find it, but I do remember that on there is the live link. So a few minutes prior to 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 on the East, that's 8 o'clock Central and 7 o'clock in the Mountain Time Zone, live with Dr. Jared Lindner, the Self-Care Matters presentations that he's doing every Tuesday night. Fantastic, right? And I would encourage you to not only get on it, but invite somebody to join. It is a live event. You can invite them over to your home if you have to and say, hey, let's watch this together. This guy's really good. And, you know, we were talking last week. You know, whatever the conversation is, when we make the initiative and start inviting people to get on these things and overcome the excuses that we all have, I have them too. I'm just as guilty. It's amazing how that changes. So, okay, that's all I got, folks. Talk to you next time. Ciao for now.